Still, the traditional way of understanding one of the persons of God as Father, there is something about God's nature that makes us think of fatherhood when we understand that part of God. The main reason that one person of the Trinity is referred to as Father has to do with the Father's relationship to the rest of the Trinity, or more specifically, the Father's relationship to the Son. We can see this relationship in the way that Jesus relates to God, the Father, throughout the Gospels. One example of this relationship is that great story from the Gospel of Luke, where a 12-year-old Jesus travels with his parents to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover. On their journey home, they realize that Jesus is not with them. They hurry back to Jerusalem to find him. They discover Jesus in the temple asking questions of the teachers. When they question him, Jesus replies, "Why were you searching for me? Did you not know I must be in my Father's house?" We see the flip side of this relationship in the next chapter of Luke, when Jesus is baptized. The Holy Spirit descends, and a booming voice comes from the sky saying, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." Perhaps our most meaningful look at the relationship between the Father and Son in the Gospels are in Jesus' final days. In the Gospel of Matthew, we have the story of Jesus praying in the Garden of Gethsemane and begging the Father to spare him from the suffering that is coming. Jesus is confiding his fear to the Father, but he also bows to the Father's will in his coming time of trial. In the Gospel of Luke, Jesus' final words are, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." So we see that even in Jesus' times of deepest struggle, he still looked to his Father in heaven for help. But God the Father is more than just a Father to Jesus. God is a Father to each and every one of us. We heard about how God played Father to the Jewish religion by giving a son to Abraham and Sarai. We as Christians have been adopted into that line through the death of Jesus Christ. This is where the Spirit comes into the equation. Just as the Father sent the Son to become human and to die for our sins, God sent the Spirit down to earth to live with each and every one of us. By adopting us as his children, God has given us a part of God to guide us from within. In this way, just like the Son, each and every one of us is a child of God. Amen.